Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yes, it's that time again. It's AMC Press and Co. That's right.
Hello, Red Hood.
Hello, Black Hood. Yes, and we have along with myself, Allison, Johnny, Black Hood, and, well, myself, Red Hood. This episode is dedicated to all the veterans out there. We salute you. We are proud of you. We are drinking, at least I am, mugs that are green, you know, filled with liquid in them. Might not necessarily be green, but...
not beer, we can guarantee you that.
It's not beer, we can guarantee you that. We would get drunk.
Which would make it a hell of a lot funnier.
Yeah.
I think that me and Red Hood would probably be gagged and then hung by our toenails after that.
And it would be very painful. So,
Allison and Johnny would laugh.
Well, yes, and maybe Allison would probably be running in horror. But it would provide a good show. At least it would provide a good show.
Yeah, it's true.
So, speaking of providing a good show, we promise and we do usually deliver.
A key word, usually.
If you're just tuning in,
this is episode
542, 524,
not 42.
I think.
Wow.
Not 42.
I would love that to be that. I would, as much as we would all love it to be 542, it is.
We will hit it in a couple of weeks, but we will hit it. Just give it some time. Give it some time. We will hit it.
Yes,
AMC Press and Co. Episode 524.
Jeez,
that's
really been over
500 years and more. Yeah.
Jesus.
Anyway, of the fifth season. So,
A lot of episodes.
Yeah, it is. But we start tonight's Respectful Veterans Day podcast off with an article that documentary director of The Roosevelt, New York, a ton of other documentary films, recently had his documentary on American Experience, which was about disabled veterans. And
apparently they're being put on death row.
No, that's later, Blackfoot. That's later.
Oh, right. Sorry.
All right.
We're going to ignore that one.
Yeah. But if you want to see this documentary, we will have a link to it in our show notes on our website. Yes, we have a website. It's www.amcpressandco.com. That's amcpressandco.com. We are slowly sticking biographies and stuff like that. And
jolly interesting stuff, isn't it?
And we'll have other goodies and stuff like that. Upcoming, we're slowly getting that back up. But anyway, with getting on with the article, that documentary filmmaker Rick Burns has been touring the country screening his Debt of Honor, History of Disabled Veterans in America. And it's a wide-ranging examination of the rise of disability veterans in the country, which improves only the battlefield medicine, which means fewer wartime fatalities, but also, if it wasn't also for technology, this would have been a lot more difficult. However,
yes, indeed.
You know, each war has its demons and stuff like that, resulting in the crop of veterans that come home.
The deepest inner circle of hell is the closest to the inner circle of hell that you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
As my late father, Sergeant Paul Agnesson, said to me that war is the closest you could ever get to hell. And after that, you just want to just climb out of it.
Right.
That's how bad it is.
But yet, this documentary, he kind of points out, you know, veterans minus, you know, there are veterans and the disabled veterans. What makes it different? Well
the disabled veterans are injured, and sometimes severely.
Right, and they've had a lot more trauma.
Yeah.
You know,
I've seen quite a few disabled veterans over the years, and I can tell you this. Some of their wounds, most of their wounds are not pretty.
Mm-hmm.
World War II, Vietnam, Korea, doesn't matter. Every disabled vet goes through the same trauma every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this documentary, which I have not gotten to see yet, and I greatly want to see, supposedly...
Well, you'll run out of the room crying, Red Hood, trust me.
Well, have you seen it?
No, I just know from personal experience with veterans, dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because they, you know, when people come home, yeah, they get the fucking ticker tape parade, but that's not really what it's about. You know, in the end, it's not about the ticker tape parade. It's about the stories we tell.
Exactly.
Right.
And you're basically one of your hosts is actually the father and grandfather and a relative of veterans. So I know what war is like personally.
No, yes, I realize that. And
making sure that the audience.
I realize that. And, you know, I've had respect for the military. I've had respect for people who carry an armed weapon into battle and fight for this country and other countries, neighboring countries. And
American flag, they fight for each other mostly.
And they come home and they share these. But people will never know
what it's really
what
like.
Personal. What it's really like.
You have to be there to experience it yourself to truly understand.
Yeah, you can play Medal of Honor, you can play Battlefield all you want, but
as horrifying as those games are, it really doesn't show the true horrors of war.
No. I mean, the closest movie to
time. And every time I hear somebody say, oh, I have post-traumatic stress from Medal of Honor, I just want to slap them. Because of that.
Every time you hear what?
Every time, of course, I hear somebody say jokingly that they have PTSD from a war game, and I'm like, you don't know what true PTSD is, so shut the hell up.
Right. But
you know?
Also, you don't know what you don't know is... the amount of...
And the real thing, ladies and gentlemen, when you get hit, you only get one life. You don't respawn.
There is no reset button.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. Right. There is no reset button.
I'm showing
except
my age
you
over
have,
here.
Well, there is no reset button, period.
Exactly.
Yeah, but...
Especially in war.
Right. And in
no matter how much
war,
you want to change the past, you can't change it.
Right. I mean, you can't change the past, but you cannot change history. You know, many people, that's why we have documentaries.
To help people remember.
Well, to help people remember, yes, but to
also
to help
realize
people.
War is a terrible thing, and sometimes it can be prevented, and
yeah.
sometimes it can't.
Right.
But the times that it can't, we have people that are willing every day to shed their own blood. You know?
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
and people fail to realize this. So, like, they take it for granted. Hate to tell you
this, of course they
take it for granted. Doesn't come for free.
Of course they take it for granted. Because they don't know what real pain is.
Right, but
so the second
no, but like even today's society takes it.
Sorry about that.
Apologize for the noise.
But anyway,
ladies and gentlemen. But
yeah. But anyway, I mean.
But Red Hood, I apologize. I need to say this. Today, people in today's societies who desecrate the memorials for the veterans, they don't fully know what war is.
Well, most of them are teenagers, Blackwood. Most of them.
Damn, you don't go around ruining a memorial just because, of course, you disagree with a war.
No,
yeah,
that's uncalled for.
Exactly.
That's uncalled for. There's no honor in it.
Yeah.
Your parents should raise you better.
And also, and their families. I myself have come from a military family background due to my grandparents.
A lot of
I was raised. Yeah, I have never been to the memorials. I hate when people steal the flags from graves around Veterans Day. It's just so, it's desecrating.
It's retarded what they're doing because
yeah.
they don't, and it saddens me simply because of the fact, of course, that people don't fully understand what war is. They don't understand what these people went through. Just so then you could do whatever the hell you want. You want to know why you have freedom of speech, liberals? Because of soldiers. That's the reason.
Right.
So.
But also, I think that in this documentary, which I'm even more excited to watch, because they ask the question, how did the project come to be? It was suggested to us by a philanthropist from South Florida, Lois Pope, who's been a huge supporter of the cause for disabled veterans for decades. She's a prime mover for the memorial that opened a year ago in the mall at Washington, D.C., which is the only monument of its kind dedicated to disabled veterans for life, which is great.
It always is great.
It always is fantastic. But the thing about this documentary is that most people, when they come back from war, they don't want to tell the story because they're so...
Because they're still recovering from it.
They're so recovering from it. They have shell shock. They have this. They have that. They might have dementia. They might have, you know,
traumatic brain injury, PTSD, post-traumatic stress. It's...
Right.
It's really hard to talk about because my dad had post-traumatic stress. Not that severe, but he only told me the good things that happened in his service. He never told me the bad stories. He only told me the good stories, like the funny moments, you know?
Mm.
And,
I mean, what were the funny moments?
Like when he's hanging out with his buddies at the firebase, you know? Like when out on patrol and nothing bad happens. You know, shit never hits the fan.
Right.
Like, just embarrassing moments that happened, you know?
Right.
We've all had moment where you're at on point and you trip over nothing. You know?
Right.
So, it's like...
Right. But we have this, in this world today, we have a certain percentage of people who think it's okay to say, oh, you're shell-shocked, oh, you're PTSD, and make fun of it. It's not.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's no joke.
It's no joke, but the second they go through it, then they go, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right.
I didn't do this. So now I didn't want...
Now
you're sorry. You know. But that's why, you know, this whole green epidemic of making it you know, having green lights all over the place. It's a great thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. But again, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that freedom is not free. These soldiers need support they can get.
Right. I mean, they're just now starting to get the support. We're just now starting to get the support, you know, that we've long been wanted and needed through this present of ours. But he's doing this, if you noticed,
he's not really doing anything. He's cut funding for the veterans.
Right. But he hasn't cut funding for us. He's actually increased it.
Yes, but do you want to know where that money is coming from, Jamie? I mean, Red Hood? It's coming from the veterans.
Yes, where, Black Hood?
It's coming from the veterans, Red Hood.
Which is coming from veterans, but... You kind of have to rob Peter to pay Paul on that.
No, Red Hood. No, Red Hood. We but should be the
properly
funding,
defunded. Too.
No.
Well, yeah.
No, the veterans should be getting more funding than us. They're the ones who sacrificed themselves so that we can live.
Yeah, but so did other people who weren't veterans, what I'm talking about. Like, everybody pays into Social Security. Including, right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean, but what I'm saying is this. If you really want to help the veterans, cut the funding for the politicians, cut the pay for the athletes. A president makes $400,000 a year. A senator makes $200,000 a year.
But then even those politicians are in Congress and are... speakers and our local state representatives, they get paid rather well.
Better than soldiers and veterans.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
to
say it, but it's true.
I think they should be the ones giving it up and helping those who need it, disabled and veterans. Because guess who? They're the ones who are ending up giving themselves the raises when there's people struggling every day to get by.
Exactly.
Veterans and those with disabilities.
Yeah, even the millions of veterans on New York.
Even
New
the
York
active duty soldiers are struggling to live. A private makes $28,000 a year. That's not enough to pay for bills, everything else they need.
No,
an officer makes $50,000 a year.
Right.
If you really want to help people, help our soldiers. Help our veterans. Plain and simple.
Right.
Because it doesn't make anyone. Because who really is accountable?
Right. I mean, sooner or later somebody has to be accountable. I mean, and I think that's what Rick Burns is trying to point out. Who's
right.
In all of his documentaries is
exactly.
Who's accountable?
Exactly.
Who do I have to shoot?
Who do I have to
shoot? But
the camera.
Who do I... Yeah, with the camera. Not
out with
the
gun.
That
would be kind of defeating the purpose.
Quite absolutely.
Like, so why did you shoot him with a gun? Oh, I thought it was a camera. Really?
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Fight. Exactly.
Ooh, man. That was
exactly
kind of dark, but it was a good point. But it was a little too dark.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell is
sorry,
wrong with you?
Sorry, folks
at home. Yeah. But we have to move on. That also, we have some more. It's a shitty news week.
Yeah, especially when people don't realize how much people, veterans, go through and military men and women go through.
Exactly.
If you really look for the news about veterans, your eyes will be wide up. You will.
Your eyeballs will be popped out of your sockets in shock.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right.
It's a more serious thing than people think, you know? I mean, it's really no joke.
No. It's not a laughing matter.
Yep.
However, we do need to move on and press on.
Oh,
right.
So let's do this. Let's get this on the road.
Yeah.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, happy Veterans Day. We all love you.
Happy Veterans Day. And now we press on to the second article at hand. Controversial news, Viva is lying in Bilbo's to come to Chicago. They're saying basically that the VA is lying and veterans are dying. Well, how true can you make this? But they're also saying that the Edward Hines Jr. VA Hospital is financially supported by an ever-growing collaborating group, current VA employees and current union members, past VA employees. VA truth tellers, and the VA is lying. Now, how can the own... Now, what I'm confused about, Black Hood and Allison and Johnny, is...
You know what
how
it is, too, Red Hood? There's like a lot of conspiracy theories. It's...
How is the VA lying?
The VA doesn't lie.
Okay. We'll start with that.
Waitlist scandal... Waitlist problems persist.
Right.
If you try to select everything, it's in the red. Oh, wait. There are links. These are actual links. Oh, look at that. ABC7. Newscasters that want money.
Right.
That's the only reason why they're saying that is that they're lying.
Because they want more money.
Exactly. It's primarily greed. You know what they should do with the taxes that they take off of everybody's paycheck? They should add an extra tax that goes to the VA to help veterans.
Well, yeah.
Every dollar saves a life.
Yeah. And if you donated $1 today,
Jimmy,
you
actually not making a joke. I'm actually being...
No. Neither am I.
Oh, okay.
Neither am I.
All right.
We're both on the same page, Blackwood. All of us are on the same page. If you donate even $1 to any VA hospital,
you save
you'll be saving somebody's life.
exactly. And a lot of people do donate. Only problem is, though, is that they do it in the wrong people. If you really want to do it, donate to an actual VA hospital. What is that noise in the
right
background?
I have no clue.
Johnny, is
that
you?
That noise?
That's not me.
Okay.
Allison, is that you? I guess Allison is that.
I was like, what is that noise? Sorry,
what is that
gentlemen.
Noise? Yeah, sorry.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties, that's why.
I guess.
It sounds like a woodpecker pecking at the microphone.
Yeah.
It's probably Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, it's my show. but the thing is that reporters that have, you know, been in this world, like, Morley Safer, you know, if you pick out Dan Rather, all the old standby journalists, all you're going to see is them say, yes, we were there. But then we have all those deaths, those veterans who are on death row in an article we got from the New Yorker. Now,
Now, what did these veterans do that made them deserve to be put on death row, ladies and gentlemen? Probably nothing.
Probably committed crimes, but they didn't realize they were crimes.
These are possibly homeless veterans that this is something else that gets to me. You're saying, of course, that the government says that we take care of veterans, and why are there so many homeless veterans?
Right. I agree.
Oh, I know why. Because you're giving everybody else from a different country the jobs that veterans deserve.
Correct. But they're not going to say that.
No, do you want to know why? Because they're idiots. They want political correctness. Oh, everybody has to get along. Guess what? Give the jobs to our veterans. Not to those who came home. Not to those who recently came here from another country.
Right.
No. Give them to the veterans. They deserve it. They fought for it. It's supposed to be a land of opportunity.
Right.
That should also mean for veterans, too. Maybe then there'd be less crime if there weren't so many homeless people.
Well, yeah, if there weren't so many homeless people who got sent to the war and came back and had cardboard...
No, Jamie, I mean, Red Hood. Fuck's sakes.
What?
Red Hood, it's not the homeless people that got drafted, it's the homeless people that came home.
Yes,
from
that's what we're talking
that are,
about.
That are homeless. You're saying, of course, that homeless people got deployed to war? No. No, it's the veterans who came home that are homeless.
I mean, there is also, but how many can we believe that are actually homeless that carry around those, all veterans that carry around the signs that say that they're homeless.
Quite a few.
What?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
As in 60 or 70% of the homeless population.
Right. But then also this article is saying that a lot of the people who are placed in prison, they're younger vets returning from war with PTSD. Well, then, here's an idea.
Send them to counseling.
What?
Possible counseling. Counseling does help a little bit.
Yeah. Stick them in counseling. Don't stick them in prison. You know, what are you going to do?
Basically, When somebody has PTSD, they're looking for a way to man, they're looking for a way to express themselves because they're frustrated because they don't have anybody to talk to about it. You know, people don't understand what they really went through. That's what it is. You know, frustration, anger, fear. That's all PTSD.
Right. Right. And it's all PTSD, but sooner, there is no cure for PTSD.
There's treatment, but there's not a cure.
There's treatment, but there's not a cure. But then the fact that you've poorly educated, I mean, according to a Princeton study, a shocking number of poorly educated Caucasians have turned their rage inward to the form of drug abuse, to the tune of drug abuse and suicide. And a small of handful, you know.
That is true.
A small handful have inflicted their rage on others, even a smaller number who wound up on death row.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is a sad thing,
you know,
but because nobody listens.
Right.
Nobody listens to them. That's why they're frustrated.
Right. I mean, if they got...
Nobody bothers to listen to them. Why do you think there's so much violence? Nobody takes the time to listen.
Right.
And did they say where those suicides occurred, Red Hood? Probably on the East Coast, where everybody's in a fucking hurry.
Yeah, everybody's in a fucking hurry.
Especially on the East Coast.
And especially on the East Coast, exactly. But...
I mean, you rarely ever hear about shootings in the West Coast. Due to veterans. Want to know why? Because everybody there... more relaxed, they take time to help each other.
Right.
It seems like it seems like when I went down south, like, completely different.
Exactly.
Was it?
It's not like everyone's like, all, yeah, my way. Like, you can talk to people on the train.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you try to talk to somebody on the train in New York City, they're going to think you're a weirdo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, why is this guy talking to me?
I know, exactly. It's like, who the hell are you and why the hell are you trying to talk to me? Go away. You don't even know me. Go away. You know?
Exactly.
And it's depressing, really.
Exactly.
So, Allison, what were you going to say?
Well, she's not on as yet. However, you know, and then for our final Q-Day to celebrate you veterans, Blackwood, take it away.
Right. Basically, we were looking at the last episode we had earlier this week on Monday. We were talking about basically Russia, or it's confirmed all you conspiracy theorists don't type anything down. I can hear you guys clicking away, but Red Hood, shut up.
Giggling
is not helping me.
I'm not giggling.
But basically what's going on is that Putin has retaliated to ISIS shooting down the plane with the Russian citizens. Basically what's going on here is that, yes, there is a possibility of nuclear bombardment in Syria. Anybody here who doesn't think that's a good idea, please say yes. Red Hood, Johnny, that's you.
Yes.
All right, then. So
we don't think it's a good idea.
Nope, we don't.
So continue.
Basically, what's happening here is that, first off, why? What possesses you to do that? And basically, also, the U.S.-Russian intelligence says that there is a possibility that they may use nukes. And it's like, uh-huh. You want to nuke people for shooting down a plane. I can tell you... I can tell you many different reasons why that's a bad idea. But unfortunately, we don't have the time for that. Red Hood, take it away.
I mean, we don't have time for that. It's a sad reality. I mean, cause
welcome to war. Basically, what's going on here is that everybody thought the Cold War ended in 1989. Guess what? It was dormant for 26 years. It never really ended. There we go. I said it. You know? The world's worst nightmare. Another Cold War.
Well, the world's worst nightmare, another Cold War. The world's worst nightmare, another thing.
Another thing to be stressed out about, because not only does USA, Russia, China have nukes, now it's North Korea, possibly Iran, we don't know.
Right.
Possibly Israel, we don't know. And it's just like,
we don't know where the nukes are, we don't know what's going on, we don't know anything.
Exactly, because basically, what's going on here is that with the whole USA-Iran deal, which, by the way, I still say is the biggest mistake anybody could ever do, I'm more concerned about nuclear missiles flying over the Middle East. You're going to get radiated oil. Which,
right.
By the way,
but then all the oil companies are going to, you know, flip shit.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though, too, is that, like, basically, of course, my biggest fear is this, of course, is once that radiation goes underground and into the oil supply, is what happens, of course, when you turn over your car with that kind of fuel in your car?
Oh, I don't want to even know. Kaboom?
Pretty much. Tiny mushroom cloud in the distance.
I mean, kaboom in the larger sense, you know, but also kaboom
in the sense that this is gonna suck.
It's gonna suck a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna suck a lot. We don't know what's gonna happen, though.
Well, it's just pretty good, of course, that it doesn't affect the fuel, like I'm afraid it will, because small nuclear device in a large city like that, where everything's all packed together.
I mean,
not the best idea.
No, not the best idea. I mean, especially with the report. I sound like Cooper.
Can't talk today, Ridgewood.
I can't talk. Especially with the reports that pretty much that been coming out of Russia, you know.
Things are getting interesting in the Middle East. It's not a good time to go on vacation at all in the Middle East right now. Let's just put it that way. Anybody who's planning a trip to Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, Jordan,
anything,
anywhere in the Middle East, the safest place you can go is Turkey. You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, because you don't know what's going to happen. Well, but... Wait a minute.
Doesn't Turkey also have nuclear capabilities or no? Anyway, on to that later. Anyway.
I mean, I wouldn't know. We'd have to tackle that next Monday, Blackwood.
Right.
You know.
Just remind me to look up information on that.
I will.
Behind the
Don't
scenes,
worry.
Of course. Let's just...
Yeah. All fair, I will make you look up information. But I think that Rick Burns, I mean, if you... We will have a link to that on the website. We'll have a link to whatever we can.
We also need a link to Sigmund Freud, too, about the insanity going on in the world. Jesus.
Yeah. Could you imagine... What he would...
He wouldn't say anything. He'd just stare at everybody with a what-the-fuck look.
Well, yeah, and he wouldn't have anything, you know... He wouldn't have a clue as to what was going on.
I feel bad for any psychologist in that situation. He'd be like, okay, why? You know?
Yeah, and to make a little bit light of it, I mean, if you had Putin in Freud's chair, or Chung's chair, or any, you know, world-famous psychologist or philosopher's chair.
Right, exactly.
It would be very interesting.
Ow. My ear.
What happened, Blacko?
I just heard, like, this loud beeping sound in my ear. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I think I should turn down the volume to my headphones.
Ah.
My headphones are on too high. I apologize.
It's all right. But I think that if you have any idea what Cold War is, right?
It's basically a non-violent standoff, but there's like a lot of tension involved. It's enough to give you a heart attack.
Right, a non-violent tension, but also non-violent everything.
Yeah,
you know,
there are small-scale conflicts going on right now, like back during, like after World War II in 1945, like exactly what 5 years later the Korean War broke out.
Right,
and then And then, like...
Desert Storm,
no, Desert Storm was after the Cold War ended.
Right.
Supposedly ended. And I put that in quotations.
Right.
But,
I mean, supposedly.
Yeah. All I know is that things are going to get a little hairy-carry. You know? My advice is, if you don't want a war, don't say anything to antagonize your opponent. Just, no, stop, shoo, get out, before you say anything
exactly.
To piss anybody off. You know? I mean, I may sound like I'm joking, but I'm actually being deadly serious. But I'm saying
right.
it in a way where it's funny.
Don't shoot any...
Any Russian soldiers, otherwise they're going to blow your brains out with an AK-47.
Right.
And
right.
then all hell breaks loose, and possibly a Red Dawn scenario where, you know what, I'm going out of context here. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. we will be back next week, and time goes fast on this program. So
yes,
we'll
really
be back
does.
Next week. Yeah, we'll be back next week, and... We will see you on Monday. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.